Here we are.
It's been so long.
It's been so long.
You ready to laugh?
Yes, always.
Oh my God, you make me laugh so good.
We're really in it.
We just had that cry.
We had a good cry. Standard protocol. Get the crying done before the mic comes on. Yeah, it's good. So healing. We're
it's
really in
so
it.
It's so beautiful and to so cry. You're so blown open.
Yeah.
You're so honest. You know, so true to yourself and like present with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is raw.
It's a really beautiful thing.
It's so beautiful.
Feels really good.
It's so beautiful. And it's, I feel like
I'm really good at it.
When people cry with me, it's like an honor to witness them in that capacity.
Oh, big time.
I'm like, wow, they are letting me be with them while they cry. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I agree. Anytime, I mean, it's often that in my line of work that there's some tears.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as somebody starts crying, I'm just like, all right, this was a good meeting today. It was mm-hmm. a good visit. You know, mm-hmm. just like check that box. Like,
yeah,
it's good.
Does it feel like they leave that that moment lighter most of the time? Like,
yeah, I feel like some relief.
They needed that relief.
Yeah.
Especially when you're welcoming a new person into the world. And we're talking about your vocation of being a doula and a midwifery student.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's so much going on with that.
Yeah.
I cried a lot in my prenatals.
Yeah. I know. It's a big difference between like...
I was so grateful to be with the midwife because I could really do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really like that Chicago Bears
duct tape
on your water bottle.
Thanks. Well, and it says B.
I'm really glad that you got the Chicago Bear logo in there.
Yeah. Totes.
September.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Oh, shit.
Welcome. Welcome to the mutable season of Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Thanks for breaking down that Virgo. But when people listen to this, will listen to this soon.
Yeah. We'll still be in Virgo season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm always grateful for it because I'm just like, okay, I've got a little bit of energy, some wind beneath my wings of like getting my shit together,
mm-hmm.
getting organized, mm-hmm. getting... feeling like I'm on top of my shit.
Mm-hmm. Virgo energy is really supportive for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always grateful for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Virgos.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I know it's a very healing.
Yeah.
Sun season.
And I can, appreciate their intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm intense.
Mm-hmm.
So I can appreciate their...
Yeah, every element has its unique intensity.
And it's, good call.
I wholeheartedly agree. I as I'm learning and diving deeper into the layers of astrology, I really appreciate the intensity of each element.
Uh-huh. Get to know yourselves, you guys.
I know.
Learn your natal charts.
And have fun while you're doing it.
Get some support with it.
Yeah.
Get some support with it. It's good stuff. It really helps you kind of understand yourself.
It's a great tool. It's a great self-awareness tool to utilize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or to be more... it's fun to know what's happening with all the planets in the sky mm-hmm. above us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people take comfort in knowing, oh, mm-hmm. there's some...
It's reassuring.
I'm not alone in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, we're in it right now. Humanity is in it.
Big time.
We're always in it, but we're really expanding our consciousness. So we need humor. That's why we're here. Right, babe?
Yeah, totally. Humor and depth. It's true. It's easy to forget how we are really in it when you're in it, to pull back and be like,
whoo. Mm-hmm. I know my dear husband this week was, I won't overshare, but essentially he was like, I'm just feeling really weird right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was hearing was like anxiety is up a little mm-hmm. bit. I'm like, well, energetically.
Look around.
It's intense.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to feel it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to contain all of it, but we're, that vibration, we're all feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to be numb to it.
It's really good to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just heard a different breakdown of intensity, a reframe, or not intensity, anxiety, a reframe of anxiety as that it is a, we view it so often as negative.
Mm-hmm. It is very stigmatized as a negative.
Right. But the reframe mm-hmm. was that it's actually can be really beneficial and like, look what it can, how it can help shape shift our lives mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah, it can. I think it can
help us make different choices.
Different choices, reevaluate boundaries.
Exactly.
Limits.
Yeah. Self-evaluate. What's mm-hmm. what's working, what's not working. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it. Then we got into like implementing discipline around social media use, any kind of media consumption, mm-hmm. how, you know, again, like it's the way we consume media now is like a blip in time of our species. I mean, we've never lived like this before. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I talk about this a lot with people in my life, that helps me get centered again when I think of it, when I come back to like, so we're learning how to live like this. This is brand new
mm-hmm.
in the history of human beings. Mm-hmm. And
it's evolution, baby.
Yeah. And it's okay to know that it affects you mm-hmm. and to have boundaries around it. You do not need to contain every single piece of information that's going on globally
mm-hmm.
every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Serious. We're serious.
Yeah. Shit. It's our MO. We get so serious.
Sometimes. I know. The other day I told you I really blew up your phone. Thanks for sending me that little astrological, like, Leos need to play today or something. Don't get too serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where the moon was in relation to Pluto's placement right now. It was an interesting dynamic for certain sun signs.
Uh-huh.
And Leo was one of them. And, uh-huh. and that morning, but when we had talked earlier, you were really...
I was a hot mess.
You were really struggling.
Mm-hmm. But that night, I watched the raunchiest stand-up comedy from female comedians in my bathtub.
Yeah.
And that was really healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so
I
healing.
Have observed as your girl, like, if you're not getting enough time to be playful and silly, it's kind of detrimental for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
For how you are designed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for that observation. Mm-hmm. I would, yeah, that makes sense. That resonates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. Some of us, when things are getting, some of us can really contain a lot of seriousness because of the way we're designed. We can contain it. We can hold it. Some of us are not designed like that. Ooh. So we gotta, you know, like watch the judgments of how Ooh. People are, because it's multi-layered, and some of us are not meant to be there all the time in that
Good
capacity
call.
Like others are. Let the ones that do it well, they can do it.
This is great.
They can do it. And then we need to value the ones that really do it differently.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we need those too.
Because we need that too.
Yeah.
It all belongs.
Good one. Good one.
It's the law of the universe. It's
that
the way
great.
Of the universe.
That was great. Let's get back to those raunchy comedians.
Yeah. So you and I, you know, the playfulness and the comedic relief, like that is you and I need it.
We do.
To do well in our lives in other ways.
Good one.
I mean, look at how pathetic we get when we are just like, you guys, somebody's got to make a joke.
I know. Well, I'm just like really impressed by these. I hate the term ballsy. It's just so pathetic.
You don't have to hate it. It's fine.
These tough, you have these brave women.
Do we got to come up with a new expression?
We've tried. I think we've always tried. It doesn't really. It's okay.
I have a metaphorical ball sack. Does that work?
Yeah, or like, We've tried it. We've tried to break this down because we all know that balls are really fragile. I know,
that's the thing. The irony is they're actually
really strong.
That is the irony. It's like,
yeah,
they're actually like you they're doesn't really take much for them to
really sensitive to temperatures. I mean, we're talking about biology here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know, so it is a weird thing. Okay, let's.
Okay, so but I'm just so impressed with these. I don't know why I'm more impressed with the female comedians. Maybe patriarchy has just really brainwashed me a little bit.
Well, historically in this era, like females haven't been accepted as comedians.
That's true. But the way these female comedians are talking about their sex lives, I was dying. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wow, you are really. Do your parents watch this? I'm always wondering if their parents.
Do you think the same question when the men are being really raunchy?
No.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit. I think it's
just like created gender norms that have us like being men, like, we should question this for women, but not for men, and vice versa.
Right,
and
it's just like it's more acceptable for men to be more. Inappropriate. It's normalized.
Yeah, it's all very cultural.
We're breaking it down. Anyways,
it's fine.
It was funny.
I think what I'm hearing is how much you appreciate.
I appreciated it.
It's very refreshing for us women to be of witness when women are like, I'm gonna be so fucking funny and dirty about this.
So I think it's dirty. Refreshing. So dirty and funny and raunchy. But then it was like a self-reflective moment of like, what holds me back from like really, and I have some ideas, but you know.
Yeah. Fear of judgment.
Isn't fear of that judgment, always the privacy, sacredness. My parents are still alive.
Well,
shout out, love you guys.
I bet a lot of those comedians, like, you know, their parents are not their audience, you know? And so it's, yeah, they don't but think about that.
I mean, we're talking raunch.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I do
you
know.
You got a big show.
I
do know. Tonight.
I had a lot of comedy. I've had a lot of comedy club stuff this year.
You've
compared to like the last 5 years, it's the most I've ever gone to like comedy shows.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's amazing. I haven't been to a comedy show.
And it's
show
been
in
like
years.
Three times. Four?
Yeah.
I think four tonight when we're seeing Dave Chappelle tonight, and that's going to be like the fourth show I've gone to this year. So it's not like a crazy amount, but.
Yeah, he's going to be raunchy. He's going to throw out some raunch jokes.
Dave is brilliant.
Yeah.
Comedians are brilliant
they
people.
They are.
I love how they challenge culture. I love how they air out the.
They push us.
They air out what humanity is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dirty secret.
Ooh,
I love that about comedians. Even comedy that's not personally my style, like it doesn't resonate with me, I can still respect the craft
of
comedy.
It. Yeah.
Because we need it.
Yeah.
Like for people that it does resonate with, it's like it's good for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Healing. I like all this ruckus in the background.
Yeah, sorry, y'all.
No, it's great. It's perfect.
We're moms. We got kids around. Shit. Shit.
The kids are alright. There's another adult in the house, and even if there wasn't, it's fine.
They'd figure it out.
It's fine. Good stuff.
There was a female comedian that we did see here in Madison, and it is such a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And she, man, we were cracking up. Mm-hmm. She was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course she was. Of course she was.
It's risky.
I know.
It is so risky.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. I thought, you know, I was cracking myself up a little bit last night because I was turning the alarm on this morning, and I rarely have to set my alarm in my life at this time. So I forgot that, you know how in your iPhone you can label your alarms?
Yeah.
How many alarms you got in your iPhone? How many of them?
I'm not telling. I just deleted 3. I got about 7. I got a couple for nap times. I got I got a lot. I got a lot of alarms.
So I forgot that I labeled them humorally.
Oh.
And I had Fernando cracking up a little bit.
You got like a quickie on there or something?
No. My 5 a.m. one is called Probably Not Gonna Happen. 5:30 is called Take It Easy.
Probably not gonna happen.
5:45 a.m. says, at this point, just get up at 6.
You were getting a kick out of yourself.
I was. When I went to turn the 6 a.m. one, I started really cracking up. And I was like, fuck, I'm funny. I forgot that I did this. 6 a.m. is like, come on, you can do it. 6:30 is, no, really, you got to get up. 7 a.m. is, do you even need this? I thought that was funny.
It is funny, but have you ever set your 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
We got a knock at the door.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna mute this.
Okay. This is funny. Don't mute that shit.
You know I love to holler out the window.
I know. Do you need a ride?
I know. I'm the Marco Polo this week. I'm like, who needs a ride? I got this van.
I know.
Hop in. I love giving kids rides.
You know what? You feel so much better about those van payments when you can fill them up.
Well, and I was always asking people for rides when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because my mom and dad were always working. I couldn't get a hold of them.
Same. We had payphones.
I was reassuring my 12-year-old's, one of her besties. I was like, she was feeling so sheepish about getting. Aww. I was like, babe, you never have to. I'm giving you a ride when you need a ride.
Yeah, I know.
Just know that if you see me and you need a ride, I got you.
I know.
Don't feel. I was like, I know how you're feeling, because when I was your age, I remember that feeling. Like, fuck, I gotta ask somebody for a ride.
I know. And now we're. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
So I love that I can do that.
Yeah.
But I was hollering out the window.
Yeah.
Kira!
That's so good. Mm-hmm. It's fun being moms of teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Nellie, my girl, she's getting a little embarrassed by me a little bit. It's fun.
Yeah, but it's like, it's both. It's like they're proud and embarrassed at the same time. Yeah. They're like, that's my mom.
She's nuts.
She's a lot different than Kathy. And
totally.
And Linda.
Everybody knew my mom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My brother brought up your mom the other day. He was like, yeah, I remember her mom. She was wild.
She is wild. She was wild, and it's great.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, Andrew's a lot like her. Kind of loud. Yeah. How about those bros in town? Wasn't that solid?
That was
Thanks for coming.
Good for me.
I know. My brothers came. Hadn't seen them in like 2.5 years.
Margaret's brothers don't live in Wisconsin. And oh God, we were out at the farm together. It was so much fun.
I know. And as
your nieces and nephew, by the way, are magical people.
I know. They all are.
I was so grateful that I got to meet them.
How they introduce themselves to you.
How they hug.
Yeah. And how they were just like, introduce themselves to you.
It was so Romano.
I know.
I was so proud.
I know. And I'm really, as I shared with you yesterday, we talked about it a little bit during our cry. I'm really trying to break down this, like,
yeah, this
this wild competitiveness, this, you know, just kind of drilled into me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not, it was never obnoxious, like those football movies, mm-hmm. like, gotta be the best. Mm-hmm. You know, it was never, like, weird and, like, but it's in there. Mm-hmm. It's in there. And I was undefeated.
You're undefeated in ping pong. I think, were you playing on that fan side again?
No.
Okay. All right.
There was no fan.
All right. Because when you and I played, you had that fan behind you, and that ball kept doing weird shit. And I was like, you've got this fan behind you.
The barn.
At the farm that we hang out at, you guys, there's a ping pong table in the hoop house.
In the hoop house, and I'm undefeated.
And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
And I really put up a good fight.
You have a great serve, backhand, overhand. I think you slammed a couple. You had the gum. That was fun. It's so fun.
We need to, we have to get that recorded on video or something.
Oh, shit.
We're very expressive.
When we play ping pong.
Physically.
Yeah.
But back to this competitive point.
Yeah.
I think it is a really, again, it's another thing to examine at times where, is it good for me to push right now or
right.
not?
Right. Because there are times
because
that
competitiveness
great.
Is not inherently, you know,
or like the
bad,
right? Or that it's not even with the other, that it's just like the high standards of self.
Yeah. You know? And I think so many people have, I know for me as an athlete at a younger age, it really did teach me some resilience mm-hmm. and some healthy humility, you know, mm-hmm. of like losing and mm-hmm. and learning from mistakes mm-hmm. And then there's the
getting
team.
Up again.
I mean, I was a single tennis player. Mm-hmm. There wasn't as much of a team
dynamic
feeling there. Mm-hmm. But you were rooting for your other mm-hmm. tennis teammates. And then, mm-hmm. of course, basketball was all about the team. Mm-hmm. And I think those are great things to take away from sports. Mm-hmm. But, I really appreciated your reflections on, like, when you are really overextending the competitiveness in like every context of life mm-hmm. to a point where like you have such like dis-ease in your body about like not doing as well as you wanted or mm-hmm. you think it like it starts to become like I'm not good enough, like if I don't get this then mm-hmm. that is a direct
reflection
correlation
of
like
my,
yeah
my core.
Yeah. Yeah.
My person. Yeah. It's been interesting. Or how I identify, too. That also has kind of been mm-hmm. something that's been recently exposed.
Your identity when we were high schoolers was around being an athlete.
Yeah.
It was
like
very athlete invested.
Totally. Mm-hmm. But in that, realizing that I was so like tunnel vision, like this is my identity, that I didn't identify with these other parts mm-hmm. of myself.
Mm-hmm. Those were getting dismissed.
Yeah. And so yeah. here I am at 40, kind of just working it out.
Yeah. Yep.
It's good. It's really good. Flexing those muscles of like self-discovery and like the work's never done and growth and evolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But
God, we were wild when we were athletes in high school.
Yeah. Invincible. And I see it in my kids now.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
There is something cool about that.
There is. And I'm also like, as I'm having these revelations.
Just how you can see confidence building in
big
kids.
Big time.
And I see the, you know, it was different for us then than it is now. There's so many more like private leagues mm-hmm. and like people's lives are.
Mm-hmm. The money factor.
I mean, it's a whole
privilege.
Different ball game
it's
now.
It's a privilege thing
literally
too.
And figuratively. And mm-hmm. Again, like, that's not something that really lures me in for my mm-hmm. family. And mm-hmm. everybody's got to figure out what works.
Totally.
A lot of us are not designed to be super competitive. Like, it actually is not really good for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I know. Just those parents at those games, huh?
I know. Well, I was saying this morning, I see a trend where it's like the overweight, big bellied, bearded guys that get so fired up. I've had run-ins with those dads.
Yeah, I know you have.
I stand up to the kid, or, you know, I stand up to them, and I'm like, you can't actually do this right now.
The way they're speaking to children. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little yucky.
It is.
Doesn't feel good.
No. Or coaches. I've had some run-ins with coaches.
Yeah. I know. Like,
take it easy. You know, right. It's like and I feel like I can say that because I lived it. And I'm not just like some mom that, you know,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have those life experiences.
Mm-hmm. Such a curious thing when adults are expressing themselves like that when kids are playing sports. Maybe we could find some compassion there. There's something.
They're working out something.
They're really working out something. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it's,
mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by people's behavior.
Mm-hmm. Or teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Yeah.
Let's get funny. Can we get funny?
Yeah. What you got? What do you got? You got any funny stories from this week? Picking the kids up?
No.
What? No.
I had some funny shit that I was like had in my back pocket for the mic, but yeah, that was weeks ago, and now I've forgotten what it was.
What?
And again, I feel like I'm a little bit at liberty where I can pull this off because I'm a lesbian.
Lesbian card. Lesbian privilege. Lesbian
joke. I saw a couple of dykes the other day walking down the street. Remember when 1,000 episodes ago, I had some, maybe, I don't even know if it made the show, but where I was like ripping on this couple with the cuff jeans.
It made it to the show. It did. It made the cut. I think it did make the cut.
That twinsy look where like couples dress alike.
Yeah.
Okay. So I saw some dykes. And like sometimes in queer relationships, folks are attracted to like really similar, like it's not always like a butch with a femme.
No. Of course not.
Sometimes, like, butches like to hang, and sometimes the femmes like to hang. But I saw these dykes the other day walking down the street that were the same person.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, the same haircut, the same, everything.
Yeah.
It was, I was just like, wow.
Are you sure they weren't?
Twins? No, they sisters. Were no, they were holding hands. They were partners. But I just,
what
I
was
just,
the look?
That butch haircut. I don't know what the look was. The jeans. They had like the same size ass. You know, they had like the same morels on. You know, I don't know, but like.
You were studying.
I was just really
taking
I was,
notes.
Like, taking notes and just like how fascinating.
I know.
God, that must be hot for them, you know? Like I was like really happy for them.
Yeah.
That they could like, and also that mirror thing maybe was going on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I know, dying.
And if we take away the label.
I was dying.
If we take away all of our labels and identity boxes of like, I'm this and I'm in this kind of, it's just like, isn't it so much more fun to just study people for being people and not for being any kind of anything?
Uh-huh.
that we've created.
Yeah, we create a lot.
I thought the other day, I was like, if we can create a mess, we can create, because along with a mess, we've created a lot of really cool shit too.
Were you writing?
A little bit. You know, I'm always writing.
Were you having an epiphany?
Well, I just had to, you know, I was like, if we can create such a heap of garbage, we can clean it up.
Good pep talk. Good pep talk. I also...
We are capable of greatness, and we need... It's going back to our other little episode of, like, we gotta believe in our greatness, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta be... that we got to be team humanity. That's the only team that matters.
Good pep talk. A mom at the soccer field yesterday, she was like, can you put that on a t-shirt? And I was like, yeah.
What?
I said, they were all yelling at each other. And I was like, come on, you guys. Nobody plays well crappy. And she's like, can you put
that? Are you sure? You sure nobody plays well crabby? You certain about that?
Well, I mean, it's like a... It was like a
it's
metaphor.
It's like makeup sex a little bit, you know?
Ooh, that's hot. That's good.
Sometimes it can be a good... It's so... I don't know where I'm going with this one. I really pivoted, but...
Should we talk about makeup sex?
I mean...
But at that point, you've made up. You're not pissed anymore.
Well,
angry sex.
I don't know.
Is
a, angry I think some sex people is a different can start story. A little angry,
and then you make over up while you're having and sex. Then it crosses the bridge.
No judgment.
No, it's great. It's all fine. It's just an expression that we do with our bodies. That's all it is.
I like these pep talks on t-shirts, though. I like that mom was like, can we put that on a t-shirt? A mom would really want that.
Nobody plays well crabby.
What would Dennis Rodman tell us? Dennis, we emailed you. Where are you? We emailed Dennis.
Does anybody have
did
any?
Did we call him or did we email him?
We
I think
called
we left
him
a voicemail.
We cold called him.
Oh,
Andrea
my God.
And I are really... I mean, we've had a be in
I
our
bonnets. I think Michael Jordan played better when he was pissed.
He was always pissed.
I mean, he was so competitive.
A little too.
Oh.
A little too competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So... Okay, here's a shout out. We have a request.
Yeah. Okay.
We're looking to interview. I mean, I keep thinking of Dana Carvey.
Bill Murray, I think, is what we both really got pumped about.
But Bill Murray's like, never going to come on the show.
He was so hard to, like,
he's too entitled.
We found out on the Google that he is not easy to get to track down.
He's too entitled.
He probably has a flip phone.
Yeah. You threw out the Tori Amos earlier.
I did.
She'd be serious.
You never know.
Alanis Morissette.
She's fun. Alanis is fun.
Yeah.
Does she say Alanis or Alanis?
Alanis. Alanis.
What a name. Yeah.
Is that her birth name?
Good question.
We could ask her on the mic. Does anybody have any connections to anybody like kind of fame?
We're going to call Dennis again. We should probably follow up.
Okay. Anybody got any connections to Dennis Rodman? Madonna, are you out there? Do you guys still hang out?
They don't. Oh, Madonna.
Okay.
Real name. That's her birth name. I really tried to name one of my children that.
I know you did. I told the family at the last... Earth I was at, because they threw it out there as like,
ugh.
You know, when you're in early labor.
I'm going to just have to get a dog and name her Madonna. It's just, I don't know what else to do.
Okay. You could really like do some persuasive, you know, grandma energy when you're grandma someday.
Oh, and just be asked for them.
To name the grandchild Madonna.
Oh, name the grandchild Madonna. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to go for that.
Okay.
Maybe I just say, why don't you call me Madonna?
Oh, is that like that's your grandma name?
Yes.
Nah, I'm gonna go Gigi, but I like Gigi and Madonna.
That's my Madonna.
That's so cute. That's really good. Yeah, you're no grandma.
I'm not. That's gonna be fun for us, but totally not even there.
Yeah. No, no.
It's hard for me to.
I feel like I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
Or not. Everybody, all my children, my daughter, my youngest, she's like, don't worry, Mama. I will make sure that
you are a grandmother.
But now she's like, can you tell me more about the surrogacy thing?
It's so interesting because, like, when I was a little girl, all I did was, like, most of my imaginary play was being a mom. It was around being, I mean, don't come at me with, like, you were conditioned. I wanted to be a mom so badly. It was, like, in my DNA.
I just knew I was going
to
be.
Oh, I just couldn't wait. I was like, I cannot wait to have a baby.
It wasn't, like, an actual thought of mine. Like, I just knew it.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh. And I was obsessed with babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just knew as a little girl how magical they were. I always wanted to hold the baby if there was a baby around in the family.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I was not drawn to babies. No. There weren't a lot of babies around, but I think I was scared.
Yeah. Goose, I mean, even Lindsay and I would fight over the babies.
Even before, I have a very vivid memory of holding my first cousin's baby. Shout out. And when I was pregnant with my first, and I was terrified.
Oh.
I was sweating. The baby was crying. I was just like so unnatural for me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I know. But now that's
interesting.
It's changed.
Yeah, I think just as a Cancer, I was like so motherly and just so
wanted
to nurture.
Isn't that interesting though for me?
Yeah.
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 Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do we want to...
Well...
What do we want to wrap this up with today?
Song of the day? I have a lot of jams I'm listening to, but every time I dropped... is it Revolution? Evolution? What's the Pearl Jam?
It's Evolution, baby?
Yeah. What song is that? Is that called that? You're the Pearl Jam.
It's,
Gal. PJ. We grew up with PJ. Does that feel like a good song of the day?
It's called Do the Evolution.
Yeah. All right.
You want to play that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
This is not something I would put on.
Yeah. You like that one?
No, that was a lot.
I think you forgot how that went.
Okay,
I love that PJ's coming up because I sent you a Pearl Jam song.
I didn't listen.
It's actually not Pearl Jam, it's just Eddie. But it's from
Where'd you send it to me? On like the IG or something?
On the WhatsApp.
I haven't heard it.
So I love this song.
Okay.
And you know, my family and I just had that Colorado road trip.
Yeah.
And it came on during our road trip and I was like, fuck this song. I love this song.
Uh-huh.
And now it's kind of like the song of the season for me a little bit. You know, I get really attached and sentimental.
Yeah.
To music is like poetry and music just constantly heals me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to turn it on?
Yeah.
It's called The Long Road. And I actually think it's really appropriate for how each of us, we are each walking our own road.
The Long Road.
Mm. I know you're gonna love this.
I already do.
This song gives me goosebumps and tears. The Long Road.
The Long Road.
Turn it on. Do a meditation.
That's a good song for this.
Yeah.
Good to be here with you.
I love you.
Love you too. Thanks for listening to our exploration of whatever it was we just explored together. Really, God, we're so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is so vulnerable.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Shimony Cricks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Be well, everybody.
Love you.
There's no need to say.